that Hochi Toni Kamei. This is what that learned from the Rav Yochanan. Not like he said before, but he learned like this. He learned like this. Choyme v'shish Shabbos. That Shabbos has a chumra over the chet of Avodah Zarah. And v'shabbos, which means Avodah Zarah, has a chumra over the Shabbos. Over the chet of Shabbos. What are these? Choyme v'shabbos has a chumra to his strict. Then Avodah Zarah. Shabbos also shein ve'lamachas. If you do two, since the Ovis Molochis, two different Molochis. With one forgetting, chayiv or kolakas v'yachas. You should know chayiv two chatoyis. For each forgetting, chayiv, for each melacha you did, you chayiv a separate chatas. Mashen came to Shah Mitzvah. Mashen came, he learned that by Shah Mitzvah, you don't have this far off avoiders, or if you do two avoiders, you only chayiv one chatas. Now, choyme b'Shah Mitzvah, what's the chorma of avoiders, or over Shabbos? Sheh b'Shah Mitzvah, for b'Shah Mitzvah, shodag b'litzkavin chayiv. If you're shogad, you do not realize you're doing the chet of avodah zarah, and also you're not mischaven. It's like misasig. You're not mischaven. You don't have in mind to do exactly what you're doing, but rather you have in mind to do something else. And it just comes out that, like by mistake, you bow down to the idol. You thought you're doing something else, and by mistake you're bowing down. So by avodah zarah yechayiv, Mashen came to Shabbos, but by Shabbos in such a case you're potter. We'll soon see the case. By Shabbos we know any miskaven or misasek is potter. That's what Reb Zakkai learned in front of Reb Yechanan. Now, Omam, and on this Reb Yechanan said also, Puk Toni Lebrua, take it out. The Omam, what we just say, that Choyne b'Shabbos, Shabbos has a chumra to it, Shah Shabbos also shtayim. On Shabbos if you do two melachos, Yechayiv two chatoyis. Mashenke b'avoy b'zorah, mashmi yoni chayiv one. Gemara says, hey Shidami, what's the case talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me the Ovad, Kitsira, Utchina, you did mamish two separate Ovis Malachas. You cut off a branch or some fruit off the tree, Utchina, then you started to grind some wheat. So the Kavos, the Gabi Shah Mitzvahs. The same thing by Shah Mitzvahs. It's not Dafka Babur Dizor, any other mitzvah. The Ochal, Chaylev, Vidam, you want to say somebody ate Chaylev, or Kazayas worth of Chaylev, and then he drank some dam, Be'elah Machad. You want to say Yoni Chayiv one? Gemara says no. Hochi tarti mechayiv, hochi tarti mechayiv. Of course, in such a case, also you be chayiv two chatoyis. The person ate chaylev and drank blood. The helon echod, since they're two separate ma'is averus, you chayiv out of two chatoyis. So what do you say? Only by Shabbos and not by Shamitzus. If Shamitzus made a mistake, it's loud afka by the Zora. Means any other chatoyim that you chayiv a chatos on. El, you mean like this? Ela gabe sham mitzvah dien chayiv lachas. Hechi dami, what's the case? The ochal chaylev v'chaylev, that you ate like chaylev twice. The helam echad. You did not realize in between that it's also, and you went ahead and you ate the second time. And so the kavos gabe shabbos, the same type of case by Shabbos is also potter. You also only chayiv one. What do you want to tell me? The ovad ktiro uktiro, that he cut off a fruit off the tree and then he did it the second time. Hocha chodim mechayiv, v'hocha chodim mechayiv. Since there's only one Helam Dover, there's only one forgetting, even on Shabbos he only chayiv one chatis. So that can't be the pshat and ben Zakkai to say that you chayiv twice. So behind the Yomalei, this is what Rabbi Yechon answered back and told Ben Zakkai that Puk Toni Lebro, take your learning outside, that that's not a good learning, that there's no difference between Shabbos and Shamitzis. Now, the more if, my Kushya, what's such a big question upon Ben Zakkai? Dilma, maybe Li'olam Eimeloch, really, I tell you, the Ovad Ktiro Trina, that he's talking about on Shabbos, that you did two separate Ovas Melochais, and therefore it's good, while Yechayiv two separate Chatois. But what he meant to say was, Mashain came B'Sha Mitzvahs, it's not like this, the other mitzvahs, also on Le'avodis Kechovim. He means by the Chet of Avodis Zorah. And there's a man, the Yomar, but we'll explain it soon, Kid Rabami. The Yomar Rabami says, Zivach, if somebody takes an animal and shechs it l'shem avodah zarah in front of the avodah zarah, they keep it, then he goes and burns it or burns the keteris in front of the avodah zarah. The nisach, he pours the blood, he pours wine for the avodah zarah. Be'el nechad, it's all in one forgetting, he doesn't know that these things are rosted to do. So the locker is, ein chayiv alachas, he's only chayiv one chatois. So if so, maybe what Ben Zakkai meant to say was, shar mitzvahs means avodah zarah. And I'll leave with Rabbani that Yoni Chayiv one chatois, so then there's no Stephen, then it's a good brisa. Gemara says no, lo mituk malei avodas kechovim. what he meant to say before would not fit in to the chet of Avodah Zorah. Why? Tiktoni Seifer says in the Seifer, Choyme b'sham mitzvahis, there's a chumro over other averis over Shabbos. She b'sham mitzvahis, the other averis, shogag, if you do it by mistake, you eat chalev by mistake, you think it's kosher, and really it's treif, but b'lay miskavin, you don't have in mind to do a ma'isa achila, like you have in mind to do a ma'isa of drinking, and by mistake it comes out that you're eating this, chayiv, it says yichayiv. Now, this is good by chalev, but by Avodah Zorah you won't have this. Shoygeg b'lay miskavin, b'avodas kichavim, you want to say it's talking about the chet of Avodah Zorah, hey chidami, what would be the case that you're a shoygeg, you made a mistake, you didn't think this is also, and also you're not miskavin, you don't have intentions to do it either. What's the case? Edicts of a basic knessesu, if you thought that this house you went into, you thought it was a shul, v'ishtakavolay, you bowed down there, and it came out really was a church, for the Gemara, he didn't do anything. That's not called a shoygeg. If when he bowed down, he thought he's bowing down to Hashem, so that's libel l'shemayim, it's not a chet at all, you're not kind of korban at all. El the case must be, to chazer on darto, that you saw a statue, you thought it was a statue of the king, v'sogad la, you bow down to it. So again, it depends, what was your intention? If you're accepting this to be your God, you're bowing down to him now, you're accepting him to be your God by this bowing down, mezidu. If so, you're a mezid, it's not a shogeg, yechayiv misa, it's not only yechayiv chatis. Here we're talking about yechayiv a korban. So it can't be that you accepted him to be your God. V'loikiblu alei, if you do not accept him to be your God, loikulumi, again it's nothing, just the fact you bowed down to the statue, stand, give him a respect, you're not chayiv misa for that, that's not a chet of Avodah Zorah, it has to be that you're accepting him. Elo, what must be the case? Miyavu miyiru. You're telling me that he bowed down to this idol. He knew it was Avodah Zorah, but he only bowed down because he's afraid of a person, or because he loves the person that tells him to do it. But not that he's really accepting the idol to be his God. He's only doing it machmas avo, machmas yiru, like we have before the machlokes. Abayit, right? So maybe that's the case here. This is similar to the case of he's a shogag. But his ain't a miskaven because he doesn't really think he's doing the chet. He thinks that since he's only doing it because somebody he loves somebody, maybe that's mutter. So Mar says, "Honi yichal abaya." That's good according to Abaya that says yichayiv. So in such a case, this could be called the shogeg, and therefore yichayiv achatis. The yom achayiv. He says, if you do it the nezid yichayiv. If you do it the shogeg, yichayiv a korban. Elo l'rova diyom apota, but rova that says yipota before, ma'ikil ha'meima, what can you say? Elo, what must be the case here? Diyoy na'muta. You want to tell me the case has to be by avodis kachovim, that the person says, oy na'muta. He says what? That he thinks you're allowed to worship any avodah zarah. He doesn't know of the yisra avodah zarah. He thought the whole thing is muta. That's called oy na'muta. He talks into himself that you're allowed to worship avodah zarah. So in such a case, you want to say he's only chayiv one chatis. Zumar says, Ma'ashen came to Shabbos, to pot legamri. What do you want to say though? By Shabbos though, you pot legamri. If this is the case of Shoigeg, V'yeinim eskaven means that you say, I'm a mutter, all it means to say is that you think the whole chet is mutter, so you want to say, Ma'ashen came by Shabbos, you potter. Zumar says, it's not true. If somebody does mulachas on Shabbos, and he's I'm a mutter, he thinks you're allowed to work on Shabbos, you want to say a pot legamri? No. I can't up until now. Loi boy minei rov and rov Nachman. He only asked him a question. Helem zeh v'zeh. If you forgot that today was Shabbos completely, you don't know there's any malacha on Shabbos. And you also cheat to forgot all the different malachas. You don't realize they're also. You say I'm a muta. He asked him a question. How many chatzoy say chayiv? Ela ilich yuvei choda. His whole doubt was maybe only chayiv one chatzis. Because to you, you forgot the whole mitzvah of Shabbos, or lechiyuvei tarti, but maybe no, still, you're a shogeg, you think each one separately is mutar, maybe you chayiv two chatoyis, but potel legamri lech l'man diyomar, but nobody says you potel legamri. Says so, you can't be talking about the chet, sham mitzvahs here, cannot mean avodas kichovim, because if it means avodas kichovim, what's the case of shogeg b'lo miskavein, or memutar? So you want to say that you're only chayiv by avodas kachovim and not by Shabbos? It's not true. You'd be chayiv by Shabbos also. Mor says, "Oh my kush, what's the big question here? Dil muliyol l'meim lachatay." I'll tell you like this: Reisha by avodas kachovim. The Reisha that says the difference. whether you chayiv two or one chatas is talking about avodah zarah. But the sefer, this brayta that says shaygeg v'yena miskavein, that's b'shar mitzvah. So what's the bikasha? One, the reish is talking about avodah zechovim, and therefore it's good why it says you only chayiv one, and that goes like Rabami. If Rabami holds avodah zarah, if you're a zaveach and a maktir and a menaseach, you only chayiv one. And the sefer that says a shogak b'loy miskavein is chayiv, that's talking about chaylev and dam, not the avodah zarah. The sefer b'sham mitzvahs, the shogak b'loy miskavein, what's the case then, the clear-cut case, that you were shogak, you made a mistake, you did not realize this is chaylev, but secondly, you were not miskavein, you didn't have intention to eat it. The iksav ha-roiku, you saw it was just spit there, u'baleyu, and you swallowed it up. So you did a mice of swallowing it, of just like drinking it, and it came out really there was some chaylev there. So by chaylev, you have to eat it. That's called the misasik. You think you're only drinking, doing a maisa shtiyah, but it came out that you did a maisa chila. So by chaylev we say chayiv. By chaylev and by aroyis, those are the two chatoim that we say, misasik is chayim, the Gemara always says, shekei nena. Since you're having enjoyment from eating the chaylev, even though you didn't have in mind to do this type of an action, you thought you're drinking, and it comes out now you're eating, still you're chayiv by chaylev and by aroyis. Mashen came by Shabbos to potter, but by Shabbos in such a case, misasek is potter. What's the case? Sheniskave lagdi es atolish. You think you have a cucumber there that's cut off already from before Shabbos, and I'm going now to pick up the cucumber that's cut off already. And by mistake, v'chotech es amechuber, you also pick up another one that's attached, or you pick up some grass that's attached. So you do not have intentions at all of doing a maisa cutting off something that's attached to the ground. You think you're only picking up something, and it comes out you're doing both. So that's the case that on Shabbos you potter. Ukele Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, like Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says, the Yomer he says, Hamasasek bechalov muvaroyes chayiv. Only by these two chatoyim are you chayiv if you're masasek. Again, you think you're drinking something, and really it comes out that you're eating it. Uvaroyes by the chet of aroyes also the same thing. And what's the reason? Shekei nena. Because you're having enjoyment from the action. You're eating the chaylev. You're having enjoyment. So as far as shekei nena, nena is like you mitzchavim. Since you're having enjoyment from it, that's considered like you have hano. Rashi says, shekei nena, hilkach choshe b'kavona. It's considered like you're doing the action with right, with your intentions, and that's why you're chayev by chaylev or by aroyes. Mashenken by Shabbos the klal is, ha-mesasek b'Shabbos. If you do a melacha on Shabbos and you're mesasek, like we said, you think you're picking up something that's detached, and it comes out you're picking up something that's attached to the ground, you potter, even from a korban that's less than shegig, that's mesasik. Why? Meleches machshavas osratera. By Shabbos, a special klal, we learn out the meleches dumyu de mishkan, just like when they made the mishkan, it was done, meleches machshavas, special machshavas, a lot of limudim from this, that the actual melacha has to be a special type, it can't be a kilkul, it has to be a choshava one. And also your mind. You have to know exactly what you're doing. That's called the Melechus Machshavas. But if you're Masasek, you're Potter on Shabbos. Now, so back to the question, what's Rabbi Yechon and Bikash and Ben Zakkai? They told them, Puk Toni Lebro, take this learning and throw it out. It's not such a, it's not a kasha here. Say the Reish is talking about the Chet of Avodah Zarah, and the Seif is talking about Chalov and Varoyes. So when it says the Pshat from Rabbi Yechon is, Rabbi Yochanan Latam, Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own time. The loy muki masnis, he does not like to learn a brisa with a ratio of the chatayma. The ratio of the brisa goes according to one man the yama, the seif of the chatayma, and the seif should go according to a second time. So we had a gemara in Bamitzia. The yama Rabbi Yochanan, man demetargim li, chovius aliv of the chatayma. Whoever will learn with this brisa about putting down the chovius with a shomer, his activity made a good shmir or not, without the das of the balabot. So to see where the ratio to the sefer, so some wanted to learn there that the ratio goes according to one man diyama and the sefer is a different man diyama. So Rabbi Yochanan there said a famous statement and said no. He said that man, whoever will be able to answer me this brisa according to one tana, is mavlino manyo labasrei levei mesusa. I myself will carry his clothing after him to the beis hamerchat, to the bathhouse. But Rabbi Yochanan always likes to learn his shita is, when you have a brisa that says two things, the ratio and the sefer, they have to go according to the same man diyama. He does not like to say this That's why here he doesn't like a Ben Zakkai's learning. That according to you, you have to say, the Reish is talking about the Chetav of the Zoro, and the Seif is talking about Shar Chatoyim, that he doesn't like. He has to one or the other. Mm. And therefore, it doesn't fit in with both. Therefore, he says, Puk Ton Lebru. Gufa, what we just learned before, Gufa. Omar Reb Amri said, Zivuch, if a person takes an animal,